Election Day now, 24 hours, less than 24 hours away around here, actually.
Yep, and it seems like every big Republican and Democratic name out there, every marquee star, is out campaigning today. We have our political radio news star from Washington, CBS's Stephen Portnoy, here to spell it out for us. Stephen.
Hey, fellas, good morning. You know, the president yesterday was in Yonkers campaigning with the incumbent Governor Kathy Hochul and House Democrats who are hoping to hold on to their seats. On Saturday, he was in Philadelphia with former President Obama, stumping for the statewide Democrat John Fetterman, and joked that he'd lived in Pennsylvania longer than Mehmet Oz. He grew up, spent the first 10 years of his life in Pennsylvania, and the knock that the Democrats are using against Mehmet Oz is he is essentially a carpetbagger who lives in New Jersey and is campaigning in Pennsylvania for the Senate seat. The former president, Donald Trump, was in Pennsylvania on Saturday, and that's when he used a new knock on Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, who's favored to win re-election tomorrow. The former president, Donald Trump, called him Ron DeSanctimonious. Interestingly, yesterday in Florida, campaigning for the Republicans in Miami, the former president said that Ron DeSantis would win re-election in the state. Overall, the closing argument for Democrats is that Republicans would, in the words of the current president, Joe Biden, put democracy in peril, undo the current president's achievements, try to pass a national abortion ban, which the president says he would veto. Republicans have been hitting the president's party on inflation, on crime, on immigration. So far, more than 40 million Americans have already cast early ballots, and our CBS News Director of Elections and Surveys, Anthony Salvanto, says we could see near record turnout for a midterm.
All right, the latest there, 24 hours until we're voting in the midterms. Our man at the White House, CBS News correspondent Stephen Portnoy on the line.